You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host of the show. And you know, what's very funny is that all day long, all the things we experience and perceive is always in duality. Everything always has its opposite. As a matter of fact, everything can only exist because there's an opposite. We only have black because there's white. We only have day because there's night. You only can be happy because you know how it is to be not happy. So you could say everything we perceive is always a set. You know, it's always two sides to it. And the thing is, with us human beings, we have all these wishes, longings, etc. But that's always for one side. And just imagine like being in love. Because when you're in love, you only see one side of that person. It's a very nice side, and you're really much in love with it. But we all know after 3 months you will start to see the other side, and well, so that's the thing. Everything we want all the time is always one side of the coin. We always want to be happy, but there's no happiness without unhappiness. There is no being in love without, you know, being disappointed, so to speak. And you know, in a way, it's a pity. We experience it as a pity because we always want that one side of the coin, which obviously is not going to happen. But that's the way we keep on, you know, creating our universe, you could say. Because all the time, you know, it reminds me like, it's like we are a horse or a donkey, and we hold a stick with a carrot in front of our own nose, so we keep on running after the carrot in order to get the carrot. But we will never get the carrot because, well, we are that carrot ourselves. But it keeps us going because all the time in longing and wishing and in wanting, you keep on moving towards this carrot. And you do things, and you set a path of action, and you create circumstances, consequences, and not only negative, but it's a dynamic. But the thing is, I think in general, if you don't accept that it's just a carrot we hold in front of our own nose, you're going to be very disappointed every time, because every time there is this promise, this sort of promise you made to yourself, by the way, and it's never going to be really fulfilled. So that's not a very clever way of, you know, if you want to be happy, because, yeah, we never get that carrot. It's on the stick in front of our nose. And the harder we run, you know, the carrot moves along with us. So we keep on running. And in a way, that's the attractive side of life, because, you know, we long for life, everything. We love life in a way. And on the other hand, it's very tiring. And it creates all sort of unwanted consequences. Because, yeah, in general, it's just a carrot. And you're not going to get it. So that's not a very fast course to happiness. So I think that's also why, for instance, in many traditions they say that, you know, try not to be attached. Because you're always attached to one side of something. In general, you get lured in with the promise of the carrot, and then you're stuck with, well, the negative emotion, the disappointment. And this mechanism just keeps on repeating itself and deepening itself. So I think if you want to be in a more harmonious life, you know, I think try not to run after everything you perceive, because that you want something, that you wish for something, that you long for something, yes, of course, You're a human being. That's also the fun of being alive. It gives you the feeling of being alive. You feel alive when you long for something. It's a sort of reason to live, for your own experience. The only thing is, I think it's very useful to know and to experience that you are your own carrot. Because otherwise, you know, as I said, you will be very disappointed all the time. And then you can use the same mechanism as a motor to move you into a certain direction, to create certain things. But the only thing is, you know that the outcome will never be what you imagined. It will never be what you imagined. Or it is what you imagined, only, well, in practice, it ended up meaning something else than you thought these words meant. So, and that's always a difficult thing, you know, because it's never what we think it is. It always is, you could say, much more. Or the side we don't want to know is part of it. And I see this, for instance, also in my work. I've been teaching shamanic healing for a very long time. And people want to be a healer. That's, you know, that's the image they come, they enter the thing in. They only forget there's a price to pay. And then I just don't mean your course fee. No, I mean you pay a price to be a healer. And it's the same, you know, if you want to be, it doesn't matter what you do, you always pay the price for that. If you want to be a mother, well, then you have to take care of the kids 24 hours a day, you know, that sort of thing. So, but that's never what we imagine with it. So there's always this promise and the initial disappointment. And you should be motivated enough, so to speak, to move on beyond your disappointment, to see that your disappointment is just part of the story, the same as your promise is a part of the story. And then that bind, or how would you say that, that bond with this whole mechanism, it's not that strong anymore. Of course, you might have wishes, but you know, it's not that everything is determined by your wish. And I think that will make you a more balanced person. Because, as, you know, as I said many times before, if you just look what happens on the inside all the time, how we go along with anything we perceive, anything that pops up in our head, grabs our attention, pulls us in, and sets all these mechanisms of co-creation, you could say, in you know, it starts them off. And many of these things that capture our attention are not necessarily well, very pleasant or very constructive, or, you know. So I think the more you can stay with yourself, because all the things you go into, either wishes or thoughts or dreams or whatever, they are all appearing at you. First they appear, and then you get into them. And when you don't get into them that completely anymore, you're not bound by them in that way anymore. And you could say there's it becomes more relative within your own experience of life. And I think that's very useful, because in general we are totally obsessed and identified with, well, just anything that comes along. And it's not always constructive. I think, for instance, opinions. We have so many opinions about everything, even about things we don't really do not know anything about. Most of our opinions is about things we never experienced ourselves. We know it from the TV or from the internet, or somebody told us, or we read it. You know, and we took that for our opinion. But I think, you know, opinion, when something is your opinion, it just means it's in alignment with the way you perceive life. And the way you perceive life is determined by your youth. It's what Papa Mama told you. So, you know, the more absolute these things are, the more restricted your life is. The more you can stay with yourself, the more open your life, your consciousness, your being, or however you want to call it, becomes or is. The only thing is you're not that bound so much anymore by that what's appearing to you. And then a very open state of being starts appearing. And that's not absolute. You're not going to be enlightened, or maybe you might, but you know, it's just a more pleasant way of experiencing your life, an expanded way of experiencing your life. Much wider than your own definitions, because they are always a reflection of your youth, of the viewpoint of your parents, of your upbringing. And, well, you know, you're grown up now. So that's exactly the idea behind all this work. And I think there are a few things you can do for yourself. As I pointed out many times in other shows, is when you try to withdraw your attention from all the things that capture your attention. And just focus your attention on your body perception. Not because that's so interesting, no, but you can use the fact that your body just exists. You can use that as an anchor to bring your attention from all this wanting, thinking, dreaming, into being here right now. Because your body is just here right now. And by giving attention to that, you know, that will unfold within your perception. Because everything you give attention comes to life. If you give attention all the time to all your dreams and wishes, and that comes to life. If you give attention to just being here, you will see that your basis of your being, the base of your being, much more comes into being. And as I said before, you know, you're not going to be holy man or saint or whatever, no. But you will see that the more of your identity lies within being, the less you are captured by the carrot. And it doesn't mean you don't have wishes. No, of course you might have wishes and dreams. First of all, you will see that they will be, the less you're identified, the more beautiful your wishes become. The less selfish, so to speak. And on the other hand, you will have less, because, you know, normally we have them ongoingly. And then you can much more try to let the energy flow in the things that are worth it, instead of all the things that claim it. Because just look on the inside, you know, how many silly things just claim your attention. And, well, in general, that's like that for many, many, many hours of the day. And if you can skip that, because, you know, it's just a choice and an effort you have to make, either you give attention to that or you give attention to, for instance, your feet on the ground, you will see that this whole cloud of all this nonsensical thinking will evaporate, because it's only there because you keep it alive with your attention. Everything you perceive, you keep alive with your attention. That's the same reason why everything wants your attention. Because everything wants to live. Just watch. You know, if you want to drown yourself in this moment, even when you're totally desperate, and you have to put stones in your pocket to drown yourself, because your body will resist. If you look on the inside, how persistent this inner monologue, these pictures, all these dreams, how persistent that is. They want to be seen, because when you see them, when you perceive it, it's there. And that's another way of saying it's alive. When you give it attention, it's alive. And everything wants to live. So everything tries to claim your attention. Because that's the thing, you know, attention is very valuable stuff, because what you give attention comes to life. You might say attention is life force. So the more you get control over this mechanism, where your attention flows in, the more your life will become harmonious, because you will not invest all the time in all these things that, you know, clutter your mind all day long. And then your attention will be much more in the here and now, and then you can also much more perceive what's here and now. As I said, When I'm angry, I perceive everybody as irritating. It doesn't mean they're irritating. No, it says something about me. So when I'm not so identified with this angry feeling, you know, I also might discover other sides of these people and get different reactions and have a different experience with them, etc., etc. So there are more, the less you are identified, the more options there are. Because, take for instance depression. What's depression? I think depression is that from viewpoint of life, there's one way, and that's the way to the hell. You know, there's only this, oh, everything is terrible, everything is misery, sort of viewpoint. It's completely absorbed, you could say, in that. And well, a way to break away from it is give attention to other things. And you will see if you don't, you know, depression is all the time looking at yourself and feeling miserable about it. Shift your attention to things which are not you, which are not you in the sense of thought, feelings, opinions, expressions. No, bring your attention in the here and now, or pay attention to your environment instead of to yourself. And if you try that, you will very, very soon see that, you know, this depression is gone. And don't look at your environment and start commenting about it, that all the leaves are falling off and, you know, it's a rainy day, because that's not going to work. You still focus on what you tell yourself. Don't tell yourself anything. Focus on the outside. Or focus your attention on the feeling of your feet on the ground. Because you will withdraw your attention from that viewpoint. And everything we experience on the inside is always acknowledging our viewpoint. So stop acknowledging it. Yeah, you cannot change your viewpoint, but you can stop acknowledging it. And the more you stop acknowledging it, the less footing or the less grounding this feeling has. And then it can much more easy change. As long as you define it in the same way all the time for yourself, yeah, things will stay as they are. So everything we perceive on the inside is always confirming your viewpoint. And your point of view, well, in many, you know, if you have a troublesome life, then your point of view is your problem, the way you look at life, you experience life. So I recommend, don't try to acknowledge your point of view all day long. Try to be in openness and silence, and you will discover another reality. And the thing is, don't make any comments about it on the inside. Don't start describing it to yourself, because then you're caught up in the same circle. Just try to feel your feet on the ground, for instance. And that's it. And you will see that just by trying to do that all day long, that will open your perception. Because it's not filled with you anymore. The perception was already open, only it was filled with your thoughts, your feelings, and your dreams. It's a very simple thing. And if you do it, not if you think about it and you think, oh, what a beautiful concept, and blah, blah, blah. All right, the dogs. Because then nothing will happen. Because then you have more thoughts about it. You have another concept. You have another dream. You have another, oh, beautiful idea or whatever. Well, that's not going to change your life. Trying to withdraw your attention from all these claims, that is going to change your life. In a radical way. In a way you can easily control, because the only thing, you only get into trouble, and this in general in life, is when you're identified with something. So as soon as something appears to you, let go, let go. Always let go of everything. Because when you grab it, it becomes your reality. And with the consequence of that reality. And in general, we do not really know what we should do. So I think it's better to try to be in an open space. And you will see that all these things will do themselves. Even your reactions do themselves. But I think these are not really things I should tell you. These are things you might discover yourself by trying to be silent on the inside. And you still can live. And you still can do all your things. You still can have, you can have much more pleasant experiences, by the way. So give it a try. Try to withdraw your attention from all the things that claim your attention. Bring your attention in the here and now. because, yeah, well. Anyway, I think it's time for our weekly ritual. And I hope you're there again next week. Have a very good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.